Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My Mother's Day consisted of a movie day, ribs, and this.
You're all hearing this, right? Is it not just something in my head right now?
No.
Okay.
Bees buzzing. Bees in my house. I don't know what's going on. So my husband and I, for Mother's Day, he asked me what I wanted to do. I said I want to have a super chill movie day. It was hot, so we're going to stay inside, stay in the nice AC. And
you got that hot out in Crest, huh?
Oh my God. On Saturday, it was 97. It was so hot.
God, no wonder you make fun of me all the time where I live.
Yes.
We were all cooped into like the mid to upper 70s the entire weekend, completely oblivious to the fact that you were sweating profusely in your home until you cranked the AC. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It was bad. Anyway, so we sat down to have a movie day and we watched three completely different movies.
What was on the agenda?
So we watched, I think it's from 2011, a Seth Rogen movie called Paul.
The Alien?
Yeah, I'd never seen that.
What a random Mother's Day choice.
The only reason I picked it is my youngest daughter had been watching it at my house recently when she was visiting. I'm like, what is this movie? She's like, I don't know. I came across it. It looked interesting.
So and Seth Rogen is the voice of like a claymation type alien, right? Something like that?
He's not claymation. He's like a real alien.
Yeah, Seth Rogen. It's just his voice. That's what I meant. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, she had it on and I saw a little part of it. It made me laugh out loud. So I'm like, oh, maybe we'll sit down and watch that. So we watched this brand new movie on Netflix with Vince Vaughn called Nonas.
Oh, did you like it?
I did. It's, in my opinion, a touch too long. My husband and I cried at the same time in one part in the movie.
So, if I'm not mistaken, his mother passes away and he opens a restaurant with his relatives?
He opens a restaurant and hires only grandmothers cook.
All Italian.
All Italian grandmothers. Boy. No professional chefs. It's really sweet. And it's a pretty good cast, too.
Sounds like something my family would do.
Yeah, you should have your family watch it, and you definitely have to watch it. You might find it a touch long, but I thought it was very sweet. And then something completely different, The Beekeeper.
Happy Mother's Day.
So The Beekeeper is a Jason Statham movie.
So ridiculous.
Okay? It is ridiculous.
It's fun.
It's a total popcorn movie, and I love stuff like that. But here's the weird thing. While we're watching the movie, The Beekeeper.
Weirder than watching The Beekeeper on Mother's Day?
I wanted to do something different.
Is he a beekeeper or is he a martial arts expert?
He's a beekeeper because he's a retired United States assassin, whatever
he is. He's Jason Statham.
Yeah, it was fun.
He's the same character in every movie. God bless his career.
Yes. Anyway, while we're watching the movie, a couple of times there was a bee in the house. Well, my husband was walking in and out because he was smoking ribs on the grill. So I thought, okay, they came in when he came in through the door. But then it kept happening. Even though he hadn't gone outside. And they kept coming right to the door, door of the house. And you'd open the door and they'd go out. It was bizarre. It's like they knew where the exit was. It was so strange. Not once, not twice, 3, 4, 10, 12, about 30 times. These bees seemingly came out of, I don't know where inside the house. So halfway through the movie, we had to stop and see if we could figure out where they were coming from. So we started up the fireplace to see if maybe they were coming down the chimney, if there was maybe a nest in there, because that would get them to fly out the top. Nothing. We're looking in vents. We're looking in the lights in the ceiling of our house. Like, did they get in somewhere? We still don't know where those bees came from.
And yes, you do.
The
beekeeper? You conjured up the bees by watching The Beekeeper.
Isn't that bizarre?
Do you have the movies that you watch at your home?
Thank God we weren't watching, like, The Ring or something.
Right?
That would have been really
Texas
bad.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Oh. But on the other hand, you could have been watching Moneyball.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or anything else with money.
Yeah.
You conjured up the bees,
isn't that weird? And how weird is it that every single one came to the doors to go outside, and when I opened the door, they would go out.
You conjured courteous bees.
I guess. It was so bizarre.
More bizarre than watching The Beekeeper on Mother's Day?
Okay, come on. It was just my husband and I.
This
what am I going
to
do?
This is what you wanted to do.
It is.
Anything you want to do on Mother's Day is acceptable.
Yes.
You chose Jason Statham. Many moms would do the same thing. No matter what movie he's in, they're all the same.
It's a good point.
He's broody. He's British. He's bald.
Yes.
He'll kick your ass. He'll save the bees.
Yes.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.